Good morning. We continue with Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chav. Just to run through quickly the next few simonim, Simon Yud Zayin is a continuation of Simon Tes Zayin. He said this concept when the Nachri is doing the action for the Yisrael is going to be usher to benefit from it. So in a case where the non-Jewish Shivcha would light the fire on Shabbos because they want to cook something for themselves, but they would also do it with intent to do it for the Jews. The Jew is not allowed to benefit from the fire. So therefore, it's going to be asur to benefit from that ish. Even if you say that the situation that the benefit is going to be that the food was cooked, it's going to be, might not be the raisa situation, it might be the rabbanon situation. And when a non-Jew does something which is the rabbanon, the Jew is not allowed to benefit from that either, barring certain situations. In the Simon Yud Ches, he discusses an interesting scenario. In their ovens, so sometimes there was a place they would put water. The purpose of putting water there was to lower the heat which would develop in the oven, and the oven shouldn't crack. So the purpose of putting the water there was not to heat up the water, it was to benefit and take care of the oven, which we said before that heating the oven was permitted because of the issues of the cold which existed. So Amir Lakum to light the fire in the oven is mutter, and he put water there to make sure that the oven wouldn't get damaged. That's also going to be mutter. Now, a Jew wants to take that water and use it to wash his dishes, so one is allowed to do so because the purpose of heating the water was not at all for the purpose of the Jew to use the water, which then would make it usur. It was part of the process of heating the oven, which is permitted. Okay, so now we're holding with Simon Yud Tes. I'm moving on to Simon Yud Tes. See, in Simon Yud Tes and Simon Chaf, he's going to deal with the issue of washing dishes and the issue of sometimes melting the grease which is on the dishes. So the first concern you have when washing dishes, they used to wash dishes in the hot water. They would take hot water, which was heated in some type of a container, and they would use that to pour it on the container, on the plates which were dirty. Or they would put it into a klisheni with some cold water and immerse the dishes into the klisheni and wash them by doing so. So the problem when the first scenario was it's irikli rishon. You have a pot which is on the fire, some type of a kettle, something of that sort, and you pour from there onto the dishes. If there's any foodstuffs which are on the dishes, we're going to have a problem that they're going to be cooked through the irikli rishon. So Chayyim says, "Kshemadichem kelim b'mayim roskim." When they wash the dishes with hot water, lo yara mayim al kelim mishum bishul. Person should not pour the water onto the kelim because of the problem of bishul, which is going to take place. Ela yishpach roskim al kli acher b'achakach yuniach a kelim b'seicha. Put the water into a klisheni, and once it it's in the klisheni, then you can put the keli inside. Now, there'll be two scenarios where this will be relevant. One is if there's any fresh fruits or residue of fresh fruits or vegetables. So you're dealing with a concern of bishul. But on the raisa level, taking something which is raw and cooking it is considered bishul. Even if it was something which had already been cooked, but it definitely had been done on the gamri, and we're knowing that by when it comes to liquids, there's any residue of liquid on there which had cooled totally, it'd be a problem of bishul. We say yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach shenitzdanin. So we're going to have both of those problems. Now, he does not discuss the next issue, is what about if there's grease which has solidified on the kli, and as you pour the water onto the kli, you're causing the grease to melt and become liquefied. So is there a problem of liquefying the grease which is on the kelim? So in the Pishtim Shabur, in number 37, quotes from the Mishnah Berurah, that pouring directly onto the grease which has congealed is going to be a problem of you're actively melting and liquefying the solid, which is a problem of nylon or moilid. But if the kalim do not, it's not, if it's it's going to be indirect, so that's not a problem of moilid. The Chayyarim will deal with the issue of moilid and nylon in Simen Chof. In a case where a person has a soup which the fat has congealed on top, what is he allowed to do when he wants to put the soup to warm up in a way which is mutter, but there's a concern that the fat will liquefy and mix into the soup? So that will be what he discusses in Simen Chof. But here in Simen Yutes, he does not raise the issue of the moilid nirlad issue of the grease, but the Mishnah Berurah does so. So we will clarify more about the issue of moilid and nirlad in Simen Chof. Meanwhile, have a good day.